Huntsville, station on 2 for centrifuge.
Good morning, Jessica. We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I started the run for the first two tubes. Unfortunately, I got it started, but then when I came back to check it, like the time was already decreasing. When I came back to check in it, I got error number 6, RPM error, can't reach speed.
And Jessica, we were just chatting about that error and about to call you. Stand by, we'll get you some further steps.
All right, copy, thanks.
And Jessica, this is Huntsville back with you for the centrifuge.
Go ahead.
If you'll refer to steps 3.7 through 3.9 of your collection procedure, that should get it started, and once it is spinning again, we'd like you to confirm that it's spinning once you hit start.
Hey, copy, so I'm basically just restarting it.
Affirm, and one go back on the steps you need to complete, that's 3.7 through 3.11.
All right, copy, thanks, 3.7 through 11. Huntsville station on 2 appears to be running this time. It kind of started the very last time too, but it's been running for almost a minute.
And we copy, we're seeing the same indications here on the ground.
We copy, I'm going to move into the next test procedure. So if I'm not looking at it and you guys see it stop again or something, just give me a call.
And we will. Thank you so much.
So station on 2 for ultrasound.
With you on 2.
I got an error again. Error number 6, RPM error. Can't reach speed.
And Jessica, we are going to let the tubes coagulate in the centrifuge as is. No further action for you.
Okay, so I will leave these tubes in there, and then I guess we'll need to check the timeline since this is a different procedure with the second spin later. I'm almost finished with the ISAT analysis now. So I'll speak for timeline, or when should I come back in here to do the next centrifuge conclude activity that's on there for 7:15? The draw was at 6:18.
And you can come back for that second activity at 6:48. And for your awareness, sometimes this error is seen when we're doing lower speeds in orbit. We are not expecting this issue to occur when with your second spin, which is a higher speed.
Right, copy. I'll resume at 6:48 for this one. Thank you. So station on 2 for ultrasound.
What are you on 2?
Just checking if you guys have good connectivity for the ultrasound.
We don't have good connectivity yet, but we are checking it here on the ground. Stand by.
All right, copy.
And Jessica, Huntsville back with you on 2. We have good connectivity. You are good at continuing your procedure.
Copy, thanks.
Station Houston, switching on 2 for hot mic.
Over station.
I think you guys got it. I was just reporting we had a hot mic on space to ground 2.
Okay, thanks. Station Jackson 2 for EMU stowage.
With you on 2.
Stuff reorganizing EMUs in CASA. And we just wanted to know the timeline. I don't know if you guys know this now. SOTUS is here in CASA, and we're debating whether we should keep it here, move it to the crew lock, because it's going to end up on the forward ETA here in the next couple days, or if you think that's a future, not yet scheduled activity. Any idea when that's going to happen?
Not sure off the top of my head, but let me take a look at the timeline and see if I can get you an answer.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and EMU stowage question.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so a little bit of optimist sleuthing. It looks like tomorrow's plan, well, today you do the HUT R&R on the new EMU for Anil, and then tomorrow we do a gas trap R&R on that EMU, do a resize on that EMU, and then at the end of the day, you take Anil's old EMU 3005 and swap it with Sophie's 3003 in CASA. So ultimately, Sophie's does get pulled out of CASA tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, thanks. That sounds good. We're just, we're going to execute according to that schedule here and just try to set us up for success here in CASA storage.
Copy all.
And fill station on 2 approach then.
We'll be on 2.
I'm just checking if we'll be on 3 or 4 this morning. We're all set to go.
Copy that. You will be on stage around 4. And your team and party are right, able and ready.
Copy 4, thanks.
Station Munich, space to ground 2 for any crew available in Columbus.
Munich from Sophie, go ahead, don't you?
Morning, Sophie. So we have some issue with our Columbus payload laptop number 1, and we would need some help there. You ready?
I'm ready to copy.
All right, so the laptop you will find on the aft 3 rack, and let's say we have done some update of the security patches, so to say, and we lost connection. So that means we would like you to check the Wi-Fi connection, whether it's available at all, and what net you would have. We would like to know what it is connected, and maybe we need to change it to a different network then.
Okay. Go ahead, and we'll let you know.
Standing by.
Munich from Sophie for PWS.
And this is Munich, back with you. Not about the PWS, I hope. So it's about the payload laptop 1.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the PWS, so that's much better than what I thought. Okay, so let me check again and I'll call you.
Excellent. So was the last time that we were talking about the PWS. Now the payload laptop 1.
Okay. It seems that the meeting from Sophie, sorry, for payload laptop 1.
Yeah, go ahead.
The bar cable in the back of the computer was disconnected, and when I opened the lid, I see black screen, although black screen, but with some lighting on it. So I suspect that we would need a hard reboot, because I don't have any control over anything, the trackpad and anything.
Copy and concur, so then go for a hard reboot. And you said the power cable was disconnected?
Yeah, the power cable in the back of the computer. Slightly out of its location.
Mm-hmm. But you did the reconnection, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Copy, and then the reboot, and then hopefully we are getting there again.
Yep. Okay, do you want meeting from Sophie? The hard reboot is done. Let me know if you want me to log in or do something.
And Sophie, negative. We already see good connection here on ground, so that worked and helped. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good news.
Houston, station on 2 for Thunderscope.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, I'm looking for the fundoscopy kit, check lab, overhead 5G2. It's not there. Checked it in IMS, and it just confirms that it should be that location. And then asked the crew, and they weren't having used it in a while. And so I was curious if you guys had any other chips on where it might be living right now.
All right. I don't necessarily have anybody supporting me right now who can help answer that, but I will see what I can dig around and find.
Understand. Yeah. I'll also keep looking a little bit. Thanks.
Facilitation to approach that.
Hey, Jessica. We are with you on 2. If you're looking for the go in step 1, you've got it.
Okay. pretty happy, and so we don't want to just leave it turned on since we're using it again this afternoon. We want to turn it off and then back on later.
Affirm.
All right, sounds good. I'll do that now. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for PWD XPWD.
Ground 2.
Yep, consider this your last call for water. We plan on taking down PWD and XPWD in the next 15 minutes or so to get ready for Andre's Yetive fills. So please give us a call when you are complete.
All right, we'll go. Thank you. Station on 2 for PWD.
Go ahead.
You're filling our final water now, so we will be ready for your actions.
Copy that. Thanks for the heads up.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, go ahead on 2.
Oh, I'm ready for step 3.3, and I have yet another number 1555, and this is empty.
Copy. That is a good number, and you are go in step 3.3 and expect an offload time of 28 minutes.
I'll be 28 minutes. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Anil and Fundoscope.
Oh, I'm here and I'm ready. Did you find it?
Well, Ethos asked to take 2, and I told him to check around MCC, and unfortunately he did not find it here in Houston, and BME has now entered the room, but unfortunately we also don't have any more details than where you looked before.
Interesting. I'll put out a wanted poster. And maybe check. I'll check some old activities and see if maybe I can track it down.
Well, yeah, what I can tell you is the last person to touch it was Chris about 6 months ago in February. So we pulled this guy out to charge the batteries every 6 months. And so he pulled it out in February, and we looked back at his crew notes, and he didn't have anything to update the stowage. So we do expect it to be back in that G2 locker. The only other thought is maybe check an adjacent locker, the G1 locker, but I'm guessing you already did that.
I did, but I'm going to get someone else also look, and I'll look all the lockers there and just be super sure. Thanks, that's helpful.
Yeah, and it comes in a foam box that's labeled Fundoscope on the front of it.
Oh, Allison, Jack had the best advice, just to look harder. There was a foam box way, way at the back that I thought was the backstop, and I think I have discovered it where it should have been. Sorry for all the trouble I put you guys through.
It was a lot of fun.
Houston Station on 2 for what's the transfer?
Go ahead on 2, Andre.
Yeah, Houston, I am ready for step 6.
You are going step 6?
Copy. Houston Station on 2 for what's the transfer?
Go ahead on 2.
Houston, transfer hose disconnected from PWD and system back bypass valve back to ignition station.
Copy all. Thank you for the status.
Thank you, guys.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for midday meal.
What you serving for lunch, Allison?
Well, it's kind of up to you guys, but letting you know that your PWD and XPWD are available for use, so enjoy your lunch.
All right, perfect. Thanks very much.
Station Sophie on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I was wondering if the teams would be able to start the EMU at ORU-RNR half an hour before if the teams are on console. It's just nice to have, not a request, but just out of curiosity.
I can definitely check. They're not here yet, but they should probably be arriving shortly, so I'll go ahead and give them a call and make that request for a 30-minute start.
Yeah, well, so just to be sure, it's not a request. It's a nice to have. So if they are not, so don't rush them. Just let me know when they're ready on console. Let's do the other way around. When they are ready on console, give me a call, and I'll jump in right away.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I would have expected they were already here, so I was going to give them a call anyway.
Okay, thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Hutt, R&R.
She's on two, go ahead.
All right, we have everyone in place here on the ground and are ready to get started when you are.
Great news. Okay, I'm preparing the cameras and I'll be there right away.
Houston, station Jackson 2 for Node 1, RAM be addressed.
Houston's with you on 2, Jack. Good morning.
Tommy, how's your day going?
It's going great. Ready to get started.
Glad to hear it. I got a hot minute here, so on the task list is a Node 1 RAM be adjust. I need to go from you guys. So I think you got to watch it to see if it's working. So let me know if you're ready for that, or a little bit later today would be better.
We are checking. And Jack, we're back with you on Space Ground 2. We need to put some ground steps in place, so we will sync back up after the LOS to execute those ground steps and let you know when we're go.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Node 1 RAM.
We got the news for Node 1 RAM.
Hey, Jack, we're back with you. We put those ground steps into place, so you are go to start that task if you so desire.
Right. I am going to go rotate that valve right now.
Houston copies.
All right, sir. It was in full cold to begin with, so I rotated it full warm and then full cold, and I have left it in full cold.
Houston copies. Thank you, sir.
Stand station Jackson 2 for barcode reader inspect.
Jack, we're with you on 2.
Hey, most of the barcode readers went fine. One of them, serial number 1008, has beginnings of a what might be a battery bulge on the iTouch itself. So I took some pictures, put them on SSC7, and I'm hoping for your review and opinion before we call that battery actually damaged and decide what to do with it.
Copy all, Jack, for serial number 1008, battery bulge, and you put those pictures on SSC7. We will take a look and get back to you as soon as we can. We've expedited those photos.
Okay, awesome. This one belongs to our Russian colleagues, and so they're obviously looking for a replacement if we do end up quarantining this battery just for your prep.
Copy that. Thanks for the context.
So, station Jackson 2, verify and connectivity check with ultrasound 3.
Consul's looking on 2 and we're checking. Jack, Consul's back with you. You have a go, but you'll be working with Houston for the rest of your activities.
Station.
Houston, station on 2 for ultrasound.
And Jessica, good afternoon. Houston's with you on 2. We are ready on Space Ground 4 for ultrasound.
Thank you, Sonny. We'll meet him on 4.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Anil and upcoming EMU spillage, and Jack for barcode readers.
All right, Tommy, what do you got?
Hey, Anil, just want to give you a heads up that your flexible EMU, or rather HUT R&R stow activity has a swap in stow location, so you are taking that HUT to the PMM. It's incorrect in your stow note.
Copy, HUT's going to PMM.
Good read back. It is backwards, so just read it the other way. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and barcode reader and upcoming activities. We copy, Mr. Jack Hathaway.
Combinator, you got the radio on 2.
All right, radio. So for barcode reader, are you ready to copy some instructions?
I didn't know there was a quiz. Give me a minute.
Copy. Well, I'll give you something on your timeline, which will be a quicker message. You can abort your WPA regen activity later today. That's at 1755. That will no longer be needed because we have investigated some of the WPA issues.
All right. 1715 WPA disconnect is aborted, and I'm ready to copy notes.
Copy that. That's 1755 for that regen WPA activity, and I've got 1 minute before handover for your notes on the barcode reader. So for serial number 1008, we would like you to stow that port per the delta in step 5. If you look at the bottom of your execute notes, it'll tell you to stow the iTouch in half CTB 4204 at the location noted there. I'll copy.
Okay, I'm going to store 1008 and 4204 Protea Cathedral and step back.
And then lastly, for the spares that our Russian colleagues can use, you will use assembly serial number 1011. That should be in the first two steps of your stow note. It just may need a recharge. 20 seconds to LOS.
Okay, 1011, first two lines of the stow note, and I'll make sure it's recharged and pile on before I give it to him.
Great, copy. Thank you very much, Jack.
And we'll set up at the gem for our blue box activity in a half hour.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and barcode reader context, board plan.
Got to think of something funny to say, but I don't got anything, so let me have it.
Just want to let you know, Jack, that we had intended to do some ground updates today on the barcode readers via CloudNet. Because we deployed that spare, we're going to go ahead and have you deploy the ones you need to, as well as the spare for the Russians, and then we'll schedule a separate activity on another day to get those ground updates via CloudNet.
Okay, copy. You guys, we're going to do updates today. You're not going to do them to another day because we'll deploy the ones we need, and those updates will be ground only, so no crew intervention required.
And Jack, mostly good read back there. Just want to clarify that when we do schedule the activity for the ground updates, we will need you to eventually connect them to CloudNet.
Okay, we will be prepared to do that.
Awesome, and we'll have that activity hard scheduled for you. One more item ahead of this VIP event. Want to give you a heads up that message 12 is on board that has a Teams link for video purposes if you guys want to see what's happening in the Ficker.
Right, we will wrap that message and see what's going on down there.
We copy. And Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for the upcoming VIP event. It is about to begin.
We are ready.
Hey, crew. Matt Anderson here. How are you?
Hello, Matt. Welcome on board the ISS. We're trying to bring up a view. We can't quite see you, but we're imagining you standing there in Ficker 1.
Well, I don't look as good as Anil right now, but it's great to see you guys. Look at those stashes. Those are amazing.
Yeah, we thought it was a headquarters directive, so that's why we were doing it.
How's yours coming, sir?
Yeah, no stash here, but that is good work. And I like the backflip just to flex. I love it.
We do what we can up here. How are you guys enjoying your visit?
It's a real treat. It's an honor to chat with you guys. We're so proud of you. Brag about you all the time, pray for you every day. You guys look awesome. You look like you're having a blast. What's on the docket for today? What have you been up to?
We're getting ready for our EVA next week. Anil and Sophie are going out the door. We're getting Anil's suit ready. And then also we had some science on the schedule today. We were doing some ultrasounds and then spinning around in circles and doing flips and stuff, but I can't get enough of that.
It's a good life. Congrats on the EVA the other day. That was incredible. Leave it to Anil to mess it up at the end, though.
Yeah, I apologize for that. We'll make it up on the next one, though. That's true. Jessica, we pulled off. Yeah, that's true. Here we go. We have one of your colleagues visiting us, too. Just wanted to say hi from space.
I'd love it. That's hilarious. Yeah, he's that's old Salty. You know, new, it's like that looks like Salty that ate himself because Salty's lost like 50 pounds now. We're headed to his retirement on Thursday.
I've got a problem here. I was saying, like, you know, like how Air Force is super proud of Air Force, but now I have a Space Force guy, a Navy guy here, and Jessica, our scientist physiologist here. So Air Force is almost minority, but we're holding on tight.
Yeah, speak slowly to the Space Force guy so he can understand you.
Yeah, we got a direct order from General Haig to print that one out and have him on board with us.
Haig is just like Anil, always trying to get attention on himself. Can't even launch out of Baikonur in the right way.
You know it. We can't see you, like I said, but I imagine that you have Casey and the rest of your team there with you, so we are saying hello and wishing everybody the best down there.
Casey's standing right next to me. She says hello. We're so proud of you guys. Like I said, pray for you every day, especially when you're doing the dangerous stuff. So good luck on the next one. We're proud of you. Keep it up.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate the visit. We know you're seeing the best side of our team down there in Mission Control and all around Johnson Space Center. They're the ones doing all the hard work. We just get all the benefits of it. So thanks for taking the time to come visit us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. By the way, that's quite the flex on that belt buckle, too. Holy cow.
Gifts from Anil. Surprising, I know.
Okay, I want one of those, Anil. I'll talk to Anna.
Challenge accepted.
All right. Thank you guys for the time. I really appreciate it. Good seeing you. Take care.
You too. Goodbye. Houston Station on 2 for CMA IMV meeting and facing in step 1.
Houston's with you on 2. Anil, that safing is in place. You are go to continue into step 2.
Copy, go.
Houston Station, checks on 2, thermal runaway, shield question.
Jack, we're with you on 2 for your question.
Okay, I'm still on this iPod from the barcode reader, and it says to put it inside the thermal runaway shield inside the lithium-ion battery stowage bag. And just want to confirm whether the runaway shield is itself a bag that somehow opens, or it just kind of, it's just like a sheet that gets folded over the top around the iPod.
And Jack, the latter is a good understanding. It is meant to be a sheet that is folded around the iTouch.
Okay, thanks.
Houston Station on 2, IMV duct cleaning complete.
Houston copies. Thank you, sir. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for hot mic'd ATU.
Jack, apologize.
Nothing out about that, Mike.
Houston copies. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and upcoming activity. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and upcoming purple activity.
Station, we will happily take a message.
Thanks, Jack. We appreciate it. So she has an upcoming activity here at 2000. We'd like to ask her to perform that no earlier than 2045 for the power off, and we will give her a go. We're still in the process of transferring some files, so we will give her a go. We expect no earlier than 2045 for her purple activity.
Okay, no earlier than 2045, and you guys will call up a go. We will expect that. Thanks very much.
Thanks for passing the message.
And one last thing, Houston, if you would call us on 3 to give us that go after 2045, we would appreciate that.
Bulko, Space to Ground 3.